It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, I think it's time to fix food, and I have the perfect person to help us do that. She's going to talk about why food needs to be fixed in the first place. I'm sure once I kind of like to build up to these introductions, once I sort of reveal who my first guest is here, you're all going to be very, very excited. You've seen her. You probably know her. She was in the amazing documentary, which, by the way, is having its 10th year anniversary. The documentary, of course, Super Size Me. She's a mother. She's an author. She's amazing. It's Alex Jamieson.
Hey there.
Hi. So listen, I've been seeing all over the place the 10th year anniversary for Super Size Me. So I think I've seen it maybe in the sky, in a plane that was carrying a banner of some sort. I've seen it on Facebook. I've seen it on Twitter. I've seen it everywhere. And I'm so excited about it because you're actually doing something with this time period, this 10-year anniversary. You've got a series called Fix Food, and I want to hear all about it. I kind of know a little bit about it. I want the listeners to hear all about it and how they can get involved, because I think it's going to be amazing.
Great. Yeah, so Morgan and I made the movie Super Size Me together, and it came out 10 years ago. And rather than let that anniversary go by unnoticed, I decided, you know what, there's still a lot to be done to fix food. The movie had a great impact, and it touched a lot of people's lives, and it really kick-started a food movement, but there's still a lot to be done. And in the last 10 years, I've continued to work with amazing alternative health experts like yourself and written a few more books, but the obesity crisis is getting worse, the emotional eating crisis is getting worse, and I realized that the three main problems that we have with food really tie together in a way that you can talk about in terms of fixing food. So those three main areas are: we need to inspire people to fix more of their own healthy food at home from scratch. We need to help people fix their relationship with food. And we need to get excited and motivated about fixing this toxic food culture that we live in. So that's the purpose of this whole 10-year anniversary.
I love it. And there's nothing like something, you know, sometimes when I'm in my practice and we're going to have a period of time that goes by before I want somebody to sort of stop what they're doing, not stop what they're doing, but, you know, kind of maybe follow up with me again. Like, we've got them on a good thing, and I'm always an advocate of exit strategies. But what I'll do is I'll use, you know, the next holiday that's going to be very, very visible in their mind. So whether it's Labor Day or 4th of July, or I'll even sort of play around with their own anniversary or their birthday, so because they can understand that. And this is such an impactful documentary. In fact, I have to tell you this story. I was talking to somebody, she was a producer, I had just met her about 2 weeks ago, and somebody had told me she had lost 100 pounds, and you'd been looking at her, you wouldn't think that she would need to lose 100 pounds or she ever had that 100 pounds. And apparently she was very open about it. And I said, so I came up in conversation. I said, speaking of losing, so how did you lose 100 pounds? Because she looks amazing. She's at an ideal weight. And you know what she said? She said, first of all, I started to watch documentaries, and Super Size Me was the very first one that she watched. And
awesome.
And then, but here's what she said. And this is how I lost the weight. I just started to eat real food. That's all.
Just eat real food. That's it.
Yeah.
It's so amazing.
Yeah. And I love your play on fix food, because, I mean, obviously when we look at it, it's the parts of us maybe not aren't broken that need to be fixed, but, you know, food is out there ready for us to reclaim it, I think, right? It's just waiting. It's waiting for us to put down the box. It's waiting for us to put down the chemicals. It's just waiting.
Absolutely.
Kind of just, yeah. And so I love this. The relationship is so important, right? Because food is so much in our society. The inspiration, I was thinking when you said, you know, to fix more food at home, I was thinking of that term when somebody says, oh, I know that recipe by heart. Or, oh, yeah, I can, I know. Think about that. I know it by heart. Well, what you know, the heart doesn't really have a cognitive, you know, part of it, but they know it because they love it. So, and I think this series is really going to get people to love making their food again.
Absolutely. And I know from my own readers, you know, I stay in touch with the people who read my blog. They follow me on Facebook and Twitter. And I know that I have two sets of people who read my stuff. People who want to get reconnected to their body, but they hate cooking. And people who love cooking and they love making food, but they feel like they don't have the time to do it. And they still have some emotional eating, some overeating issues. So there's two camps of people. You know, there's people who really need to get healthy, but they don't like cooking food. And there's people who love cooking food. So my answer for all of those different people is actually, it should be really simple. Like simple food. A great dinner where you sit in a circle with the people you love and reconnect with them and yourself and your body does not have to be complicated. It's about the setting. It's about a few great ingredients that don't take you a lot of time to prepare. And that brings us all to fixing food in such a beautiful way because it touches all of those cornerstones of our life.
I love it. Now, because these segments tend to go so quick, especially when I have you on, I want to know how people can actually know more about Fix Food, know more about anything you have going on because Alex, this is what I love so much about you. When we talk about these branding things and all these marketing terms that are out there, having an online presence, you actually, in your community, create a community. You learn and listen from the people that read and connect with you. And you don't just like, oh, I got my post in today or I eked out a blog. Like, you're in it to help them win it. And I love that. So where can people find more out and be involved in this series?
Absolutely. And where people can find out more is two places. They can go to my website, which is alexandrajamison.com, or this week they can go to supersizemefixfood.com. That's what you forever. You can go to supersizemefixfood.com and you can get the whole series. I've interviewed over 35 of the best health and nutrition neuroscientists, food activists out there who are really like the boots on the ground, have amazing information. So supersizemefixfood.com, you can see all the interviews and get one or two pieces of great information that will totally inspire and transform your life.
I think it's going to be great. Now, you say it's a series. Like, how long does it last?
So the series is happening this week, March 10th through 14th, for free. You can watch all the interviews. You can watch them all online for free. It's video interviews between me and these incredible experts. And then after this week, you can, just for a few dollars, you can buy all the interviews, plus over $500 worth of amazing bonuses like cookbooks and meal planning programs and those tools that really get you to where you want to go.
I love it. And then these are things that people can share with their family members. I think that's one of the most important things about getting information like this is being able to share it. You know, it's kind of like that act locally, but really micro locally, like your family. And then, you know, we can slowly, person by person, garden by garden, seed by seed, real food by real food, really conquer our health when it comes right down to it.
Absolutely. I would love for people to share this book with your family and friends, your schools, your associations, the people at work, people you know and love, that you were like, oh, they would totally be into this interview, or, oh my gosh, they would find this information so inspiring. So share it for sure.
And all right, so we have 60 seconds. And you know, one of the things that I think is so important, and I'm going to be tuning in, is that the way you talk about the comprehensiveness of it all, because like even the circle, even eating in a circle, I hate when I go out to restaurants with a large group of people where there's these long tables. I feel those times like I don't have any intimacy. I don't enjoy my dinner. I love to have that circle. And so I know you're going to hit the high points, the middle points, the low points, not there's any low points. So alexandrajamison.com. Tell me the website one more time. The Supersize Me Fix Food.
SupersizeMeFixFood.com. Go check out the interviews. Get inspired to make one more meal at home this week for you and people you love.
All right, I gotta go, but we're doing this by heart with Alex Jamison. Thanks so much.